News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Brian Fire Chief Randy McGregor, and we're discussing Caden Fuentes. He's a first grader at Navarro Elementary in Bryan who was able to get the attention of a police officer when his mother had medical distress in December, and now he's received a Bryan Fire Department Citizen Award. Please fill us in a little bit on the background.
Well, approximately about 3 weeks ago or so, they were his mother and Caden were out in the county portion of Brazos County driving, and his mother experienced a medical emergency. And she pulled over the side of the road, and she was unable to speak to call for help. And at the same time, a deputy Brazos County constable was driving by. Caden saw the officer drive by, and he began honking the car horn. And the officer heard the horn, and he kind of looked back, thought maybe somebody was just honking at him, and the young man stayed persistent in honking the horn and didn't stop, and finally the deputy realized something was up, and he spun around real quick and pulled back up there and realized that Caden's mom was needing assistance. So he immediately radioed for an ambulance to respond. One of our ambulances came out there and picked her up and transported her to the hospital. And without his quick actions and such and recognizing what was going on and alerting the deputy, we're not sure how long it would have taken for her to been able to render help out there. So he's a hero in our eyes, and pretty amazing for the actions of a first grader.
Did he know that she had a condition and they had planned for how he would get help if something happened, or was this just his quick thinking?
I'm not for certain. It's my understanding it was just his quick thinking. He realized something was wrong with her and she was unable to speak, and he saw the deputy constable and immediately started trying to get his attention, which he did, thank goodness.
Please tell me a little bit about his receipt of the Citizens Award.
Well, we want to recognize him. We hand out these awards a lot of times. We call a Citizens Award to someone who assists us in public safety. And we wanted to do it in front of his peers at his school. And we talked with Bryan ISD, and they were very interested in recognizing him as well. So we're going to present him with that award and also a gift card with his classmates. The principal was very much on board with us doing this. So we're going to give him a little grand presentation at his school and recognize him for his actions.
And do you know if he knew what a big deal it was, or if he was scared, or how he feels?
I know the deputy constable made contact with him afterwards, and he spoke with the mom and other family members about doing all of this. But my understanding is he's very excited about it and realizes what he did to help his mom.
How many people received this award?
I would say on average from the fire department, maybe 3 to 4 annually. We actually have another event coming up with a wreck that happened out on the freeway that we're going to recognize several individuals that helped free a trapped driver. But it's a pretty special occurrence. We don't hand them out frequently. And when someone does something we feel like is in need of recognition, this is the award we give them.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's exciting to know that the first grader was able to recognize what was going on and take actions. And we spend a lot of hours each year in the schools and other settings educating young children on how to call 911 and such. And when we see something like this happen, it just helps us realize that our efforts are hopefully getting through, and they're realizing that these situations happen and they're able to respond to them. So we were able to get out there and treat his mother very quickly due to his actions, so we're just happy how it turned out.
Yeah, and I know there are a lot of slogans that help kids prepare in advance for crises like stop, drop, and roll. Do you have any sort of advice to give parents who might need to work out a plan with their kids because they do have some sort of medical problem?
Well, I think it's important that the child knows what potentially could happen with their parents, and obviously having some kind of plans in place, teach them how to call 911. If they're able to, if they're old enough to, or summoned help, such as Caden did. There's a lot of options there, but just to help the children and other family members as well be aware that they could potentially have a medical situation and teach them how to respond in that situation to get help out there.
Thank you so much for your time. That's Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.